Marriage isn't the social requirement it used to be. Census figures show just over 40% of all births in America are to unwed mothers. Many are living with their child's father but choosing not to marry. Some family researchers say that's bad news for their children. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports some are sounding an alarm in a new study out today.
For decades, a main concern for those who study the well-being of children was the big D, divorce. Angst over the divorce revolution hit the big screen in the iconic movie Kramer vs. Kramer.
I want my son.
You can't have him.
Don't get defensive. Don't try to bully me.
I'm not getting defensive.
But divorce rates have steadily dropped since that peak in 1979. So if there were to be an iconic drama about families today...
Well, the thing is, it'd be Kramer versus, you know, versus Johnson and Nelson.
That's Brad Wilcox of the National Marriage Project.
We're moving into a pattern where we're seeing, you know, more instability, more adults moving in and out of the household in this relationship carousel.
Wilcox says the children of the divorce revolution grew up to be, understandably, gun-shy about marriage. Many are putting it off, even after they have kids. But research shows such couples are twice as likely to split.
Ironically, they're likely to experience even more instability than they would if they had sort of taken the time and the effort to move forward slowly and get married before starting a family.
In fact, one study finds a quarter of American women with multiple children conceive their kids with more than one man. Psychologist John Gottman, a co-author of today's report, says that kind of instability can have a negative impact on kids in all kinds of ways.
Both in externalizing disorders, so more aggression, and internalizing disorders, more depression. Children of cohabiting couples are at greater risk than children of married couples.
Also, the report says, at greater risk for failure in school, for physical abuse, for poverty.
Well, it's true, but the question is why it's true.
Stephanie Kuntz teaches family studies at Evergreen State College in Washington State. She says people are more likely to get married if they have the things that make a union strong: mutual respect, problem-solving skills, and especially economic security. That's something many working-class men have lost as wages stagnated in recent decades. In fact, a huge marriage gap has emerged, with lower-income Americans much less likely to wed.
Cohabitation and out-of-wedlock childbearing is as much a symptom of the instability of children's lives as it is a cause of it.
To be sure, not all marriages are good, and some cohabiting couples create perfectly healthy families. But psychologist Gottman says the evidence for marriage is still strong. This institution has wide-ranging benefits: better health, longevity, greater wealth, but they're not conferred on those who cohabit.
Because they're basically saying, if you get into trouble, baby, you're on your own. I'm not there for you. I think that's the big problem.
As Gottman sees it, Americans are too quick to rush into and out of relationships. His message, even if you don't tie the knot, pick a partner carefully, then hang in there, for better or worse. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.